This is the Cambridge Certificate in Advanced English Listening Test, Test 2. This paper requires you to listen to a selection of recorded material and answer the accompanying questions. There are four parts to the test. You will hear Part 2 once only. All the other parts of the test will be heard twice. There will be a pause before each part to allow you to look through the questions, and other pauses to let you think about your answers. At the end of every pause, you will hear this sound. You should write your answers in the spaces provided on the question paper. You will have 10 minutes at the end to transfer your answers to the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. You must ask any questions now, as you will not be allowed to speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear a guide speaking to tourists who are visiting some Roman remains. For questions 1 to 9, complete the sentences. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 1.
He was good yesterday.
Good morning and welcome to this morning's guided tour of the Roman remains in the area. We'll start our day by visiting the garrison town of Corbridge. Then this afternoon we'll be visiting part of the wall which the Romans built to keep their enemies out of the country. The part we're going to visit is remarkably well preserved. And it's easy to imagine what it must have been like all those years ago. The Romans actually arrived in this country in the earlier part of the 1st century AD, but it wasn't until the year 79 that they came to the Corbridge area. They built a series of forts and strongholds so that they could establish their position in the whole region. What you're going to see this morning are the results of excavations which have taken place fairly recently. The first early archaeological dig was as far back as 1201, and then, believe it or not, they were looking for treasure. Unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately for us, nothing interesting was found, so they abandoned the site, and it wasn't until the early 19th century that another and much more ambitious excavation was carried out. The result was a number of exciting discoveries. And in the mid-19th century, they discovered part of a Roman bridge and other structures, including the baths and other dwellings in the town. More recently, in fact, every year since 1934, digs have taken place. These have resulted in the discovery of a large collection of sculpture, coins, pottery, and small objects. And some of these have become very famous indeed. Most of them are now housed in the site museum, which we'll be visiting before we visit the site itself. Unfortunately, for security reasons, some have had to be taken to the city museum, which you'll find is about 15 miles away. As you can see from this map, the site museum's laid out in a circle. The first half concentrates on the history of the site, and each section deals with, a separate period of the site's history. You'll also find display cases of objects which would have been in use at the time. In the second half of the museum, each section's related to a particular aspect of life in the town, such as trade, domestic life, and religious observance. After visiting the museum, we'll be walking round the site and we would ask you, please, to pay particular attention to any loose stones lying around the site. And keep children off the walls, as these can be extremely dangerous. At the end of the tour, we'll be paying a visit to the gift shop and cafe, which you probably saw as you came in, near the site entrance and the car park. Now, if you've left hats and sunglasses in the coach, I advise you to go and retrieve them now, as the coach will be locked for the next few hours and the sun's very hot today.
Now you will hear the recording again.
He was good yesterday, wasn't he?
Good morning and welcome to this morning's guided tour of the Roman remains in the area. We'll start our day by visiting the garrison town of Corbridge. Then this afternoon we'll be visiting part of the wall which the Romans built to keep their enemies out of the country. The part we're going to visit is remarkably well preserved, and it's easy to imagine what it must have been like all those years ago. The Romans actually arrived in this country in the earlier part of the 1st century AD, but it wasn't until the year 79 that they came to the Corbridge area. They built a series of forts and strongholds so that they could establish their position in the whole region. What you're going to see this morning are the results of excavations which have taken place fairly recently. The first early archaeological dig was as far back as 1201, and then, believe it or not, they were looking for treasure. Unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately for us, nothing interesting was found, so they abandoned the site, and it wasn't until the early 19th century that another and much more ambitious excavation was carried out. The result was a number of exciting discoveries. And in the mid-19th century, they discovered part of a Roman bridge and other structures, including the baths and other dwellings in the town. More recently, in fact, every year since 1934, digs have taken place. These have resulted in the discovery of a large collection of sculpture, coins, pottery, and small objects. And some of these have become very famous indeed. Most of them are now housed in the site museum, which we'll be visiting before we visit the site itself. Unfortunately, for security reasons, some have had to be taken to the city museum, which you'll find is about 15 miles away. As you can see from this map, the site museum's laid out in a circle. The first half concentrates on the history of the site, and each section deals with, a separate period of the site's history. You'll also find display cases of objects which would have been in use at the time. In the second half of the museum, each section's related to a particular aspect of life in the town, such as trade, domestic life, and religious observance. After visiting the museum, we'll be walking round the site and we would ask you, please, to pay particular attention to any loose stones lying around the site. And keep children off the walls, as these can be extremely dangerous. At the end of the tour, we'll be paying a visit to the gift shop and cafe, which you probably saw as you came in, near the site entrance and the car park. Now, if you've left hats and sunglasses in the coach, I advise you to go and retrieve them now, as the coach will be locked for the next few hours and the sun's very hot today.
That is the end of part one.